This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Music on the Half Shell, it is rolling through with more concerts to go and another one tonight at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park. Kelly Leonard joins us to talk about what's going on. Kelly, good morning.
I could not be happier to be out here this morning. All kinds of people have been meandering in and setting down their blankets. And as usual, we've got the Half Shell up and all the backstage things are up. And we're having a great morning.
Now, I understand that part of tonight's concert as well is a belated birthday party for you.
Well, belated, and we're not going to talk about numbers. It just happens, you know. So, hey, Kyle, I've got a guest with me this morning I'd like to introduce. I've got Jake Whistler. He's a head baseball coach out at UCC. And I usually don't talk baseball or sports, but you've probably heard me talk before about how much we rely on volunteers. And Jake is part of a leadership group that brings down a troop of young men, different young men every week for baseball players, and help set up the Half Shell. So, Jake, good morning.
Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
It's going really well. Tell us how many guys you bring down and what you do.
Yeah, so we just depends on the week. We've got four teams that are involved in our Douglas County Baseball Association. We're a new nonprofit organization that's kind of taken over from American Legion. The American Legion Commission kind of gave it to us to run this past summer. They did amazing things for our community and worked here a very long time. But we're able to bring our baseball guys down. We have four teams, range from anywhere from, you know, 15-year-old to 18-year-olds, and some freshmen in college are on those teams as well. Every Tuesday morning and Tuesday evening, we're here with one of those teams, and they help set up the Half Shell, and they help tear it down. So it's been a great thing for us and to help give back to our community in a cool event.
And, Kyle, there's a perfect example of the kind of things that volunteerism gets done in a community like ours.
Yeah, no, that's great. And the idea of getting a whole bunch of teenagers to go out and do this kind of work so some of the rest of us don't end up doing it sounds just fine to me.
You know, Jake and I were just talking about that. There was a time when you had a bunch of old guys trying to move stuff around, and then these young guys came in and did it about half the time, and it looks a lot better.
Yeah, no, it's a great help to the community, and with the baseball park next door, that makes a big deal. And it also really teaches the kids a lot of lessons as well. Some of those things you learn in baseball besides the actual sports runs, strikes, and all of that, but just being part of a team and the impact that a team can have in a community. I mean, this is an obvious illustration of that with what the teams are doing when they help out at Half Shell.
Right, Jake, is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the Douglas County Baseball Association, our mission is to develop young men using the platform of baseball, and a big part of that is servant leadership. This community gives so much to our baseball organization, helps a lot of young men have an opportunity to play baseball in the summer, be a part of a team, learn some team aspects, and grow with character, resiliency, and a lot of different things that go into that. And I think giving back to our community any way that we can is a huge help to not just our community, but to our players as well, learning that servant leadership piece, giving back to somebody, not getting anything for it. That's an important lesson to learn at the age that they're in currently.
Jake, thank you so much. I know you're real busy this morning. I appreciate you giving us your time.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So that's what's going on here.
Well, and Brayback tonight, boy, I didn't have a time to research. It's been kind of a crazy morning around here. Have they been at Half Shell before?
They have not. But boy, if you like Celtic roots, if you have Celtic roots, if you are like me, an Irish grandson of Irish immigrants, somewhere deep in my bones, you love this music. And I listened to it online again yesterday, and it's the kind of music, pub music that you would hear when you were traveling through Ireland and Scotland. And it's absolutely beautiful music. And it's a great group, beautiful singing, some step dancing. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're a Half Shell goer, you need to be here. If you're new to the community, you need to be here. If you have those Celtic roots, you definitely need to pack up the kids and be here.
And speaking of packing up, you can pack up dinner when you come, or you can get it there.
You've got a choice. I see a lot of people who come down every week, and they bring a great, an amazing picnic. They unwrap and eat here, a big gourmet meal sometimes. And a lot of people will bring down boxes of pizza. And then a lot of people just bring down nothing except a beverage. And they sit down and they go up top and then they enjoy some of the many food trucks that we have up top, getting Mexican food and Chinese food, hamburgers, kettle corn, all kinds of things.
Yeah, you know, I remember years ago, there was somebody that I'm convinced that this was their best meal of the week. They came in with, it really was. They came in with a deli spread, and I'm looking at all this great food, and it was pretty healthy. It had fruit, nuts, different things, and I'm just kind of doing the math there going, my gosh, they spent a lot of money for their dinner here, but guess what? They didn't spend money for the concert.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Kyle, because if those of you who are listening, if you've always thought about Half Shell but never come or never have been here and not spread the word, we charge you nothing. We bring in these great artists because sponsorships throughout our community, and we have no gate, we have no reserve seating. It's just you and the music, and you walk in and enjoy it. It's absolutely free.
All right, and not the end. We've got a few more of these concerts to go this summer.
We do. We've got three more concerts, including tonight. So we've still got a season to go. So if you haven't been with us yet, come out and join us. It has been a great summer, Kyle. We've had great crowds. People come out, like I'm watching folks right now come out and lay down their blankets and
turkey on the radio.
And getting ready to have a great day. So I am very excited about it. It's a beautiful day out here. And don't worry about the heat, because most of us sit somewhere in the shade, and by that time in the afternoon there's a nice breeze coming up or down river. So you're going to have a great time. Nothing better to do in Roseburg than enjoy Half Shell on a Tuesday night.
All right, Kelly Leonard live at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park for Half Shell tonight. Kelly, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much, Kyle. We'll see you here. Bye-bye.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.